Welcome back. In this next section, we're going to start clearing blocks about our beliefs about being rich people. Now, the reason I like to start with our beliefs about being rich people is that in many ways, these are some of the most powerful blocks to our wealth and prosperity. Why is that? Well, it's because a rich person is who you are. It's your identity. Whereas hard work and your business and the things you have are interesting, but to the higher self or your soul, that divine part of you that creates and plans your life, what you do and what you have is kind of cool, but not actually that important. It's all about who you are. And therefore, if you have blocks to becoming a rich person, you'll find it very difficult to attract a lot of wealth and prosperity into your life. And so, as mentioned before, this part of the program is encoded with the subaudible binaural beats. And so it will be bringing you, if you're listening to it with headphones, into a deep theta brainwave. Be aware you may feel a little bit spacey or floaty or feel very relaxed. That's a natural side effect of the theta brainwave. There's nothing wrong, and it's exactly how you should feel. So let's get to it. When we do this section, what I'm going to do is read off each block that you may have. I want you to muscle test it by saying it out loud and do your muscle test. You're welcome to use any form of muscle testing you like. So if you know how to do the fingering, or if you know how to use a pendulum, you're welcome to use those methods. If you're new to muscle testing, I would encourage you to use the standing test, because for most people, it's the easiest and fastest test to learn. But again, you're welcome to use any form of muscle testing you like, as long as it works for you. I would encourage you, at the beginning of each section, to do a couple of what we call calibration questions. I'll lead you through testing things like, I'm a man, I'm a woman, or yes and no, to make sure your muscle test is properly calibrated. If it's not, if you're not getting good, clear results, I would encourage you to pause this program and then go through the troubleshooting techniques detailed either in my book, Where Science Meets Spirit, The Formula for Miracles, and also on the companion DVD, Secrets of Muscle Testing. And so by drinking water, maybe taking some minerals, and doing the other troubleshooting techniques, you can go and get your muscle test working. And then resume this program when your muscle test is working so we can do the clearing. All right, let's do it. So I'm going to read you the block. I want you to muscle test it. If you have it, if it's something you want to change, give me your permission. And I'm going to embed the healing energy into this audio program that will come into your subconscious and release that block for you. Then I'll have you test it again. If it's cleared, you're good to go. You're done. It's gone. Block cleared, your prosperity will increase. However, you may find some that don't clear. In that case, don't panic. You're not doing anything wrong. Just be aware you need to do some deeper digging work, perhaps one-on-one with a theta healing practitioner or using some other modality to find the other belief systems that are more powerful that are underneath it and getting in the way. All right. So without further ado, let's get started. And so go ahead and start by calibrating your muscle test. First, go ahead and zip your field and say yes, and muscle test that. If you're using the standing test, you should tilt or push forward. If you're using a strength-based test, it should make your muscle go strong. Now let's do the opposite test. Zip your field and say no. If you're using the standing test, you should tilt or push backwards. If you're using a strength-based test, you should have the muscle go weak. So if you're calibrated and you're getting accurate answers, let's go ahead and do some clearing. If you're not, please pause this program and go do your troubleshooting and resume it once your muscle test is working. All right, so let's start clearing some blocks. Beliefs about being a rich person. So the way this is going to work is I'll read it, muscle test it. If you got it, give me your permission. We'll clear it and test it again. The first belief to check is rich people are greedy. So go ahead and say it out loud, muscle test it. If you got a yes or a positive result, give me your permission, and I'm going to change that for you. All right, now let's check it again. Muscle test, rich people are greedy. And for most or all of you guys, it should be clear now. If it didn't clear, go ahead and put a check by it in your list of belief systems, and come back to it later and do some deeper digging to get it to clear forever. Next belief system, rich people are bad. So muscle test it. If you get a yes or a positive result, give me your permission, we'll clear that. All right, let's try that one more time. Rich people are bad. Now it should be clear. If it's not, make a note of it. Next belief system. Rich people are snobs. If you get a yes or a positive result, offer permission, we'll change that. Okay, one more time. Rich people are snobs. Now it should be clear. Next belief. Rich people only care about money. If your muscle test says yes, get permission, we'll change that for you. All right, one more time. Check, rich people only care about money. And now it should be gone. Next belief, rich people are guilty. If you get a yes, go ahead and give permission. We'll clear that. All right, one more time. Rich people are guilty. And it should be clear. Next belief, rich people are criminals. If you got a yes, give me your permission. All right, let's test that one more time. Rich people are criminals. And it should be gone. Next belief, rich people are fake. If you've got it, give me your permission. We'll change that. One more time. Rich people are fake. Next one. Rich people are workaholics. If you got it, offer permission. Let's change it. Okay. Rich people are workaholics. And it should be gone. Next belief. Rich people are lonely. If you're getting a yes or positive result, let's change that. Okay, one more time, recheck it. Rich people are lonely. And that should be a no. Next program, rich people are smarter than me. If you get a yes or a positive, offer your permission. We'll shift that. And once again, rich people are smarter than me. Next belief, rich people are mean. If you get a yes or a positive response, give permission. We'll change it. One more time, rich people are mean. And it should be gone. Next belief, rich people are ruthless. If you got it, give permission, let's clear it. Okay, one more time, rich people are ruthless. Next belief system, rich people are wasteful. If you got it, let's get rid of that. Once again, check, rich people are wasteful. Next program to check, rich people are heartless. You have it? Let's clear it. One more time, rich people are heartless. And it should be gone. Next, rich people manage their money better than me. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. Check, rich people manage their money better than me. Next belief system, rich people are self-serving. If you got it, let's clear it. And let's check one more time. Rich people are self-serving. All right. On to the next one. Rich people have to work too hard. If that's a yes, give me your permission. We'll clear that for you. Okay, one more time. Rich people have to work too hard. And it should be gone. Next belief. Rich people are shallow. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. Rich people are shallow. Cool. Next one to check. Rich people are jealous. If you got a yes, let's clear that for you. Okay, one more time. Rich people are jealous. Next belief system. Rich people are out of touch. If you're getting a yes or a strong muscle test response, give me your permission. We'll release that for you. Okay, let's check that one more time. Rich people are out of touch. And it should be gone. Next belief, rich people are selfish. If you're getting a yes or a positive, give me your permission. We'll change that for you. Okay, one more time. Rich people are selfish. Should be gone. Next belief. Rich people are corrupt. If you're getting a yes or a positive, give me your permission. We'll shift that. Okay, one more time. Rich people are corrupt. Next, rich people are superficial. If you're getting a yes or a positive, we'll change that for you. Check it one more time. Rich people are superficial. And it should be clear. Next, rich people are rude. If you got a yes or a forward or a strong response, let's get rid of that. Okay, one more time. Rich people are rude. Next belief, rich people are luckier than me. If you got it, let's shift it. Okay, one more time. Rich people are luckier than me. Next block to check, rich people are more blessed than me. If you have it, offer your permission. We'll see if we can change that for you. Okay, and check it one more time. Rich people are more blessed than me. Okay, next program. Rich people only care about their work. If you get a yes or a positive, let's change that with your permission. Okay, one more time. Rich people only care about their work. Should be gone. Next belief. Rich people are stingy. You have a yes or a forward? Go ahead and give me your permission. We'll change that. Okay, one more time. Rich people are stingy. And it should be clear. And let's check. I can never get rich doing what I love. If you have a yes or a forward, give me your permission. I'm going to download into you using Theta Healing how and what it feels like to get rich doing what you love. And release this belief that you can never get rich doing what you love. All right, let's check that one more time. I can never get rich doing what I love. And it should be clear. Now, before we move on to this next section of beliefs, some of you guys may be wondering how this works, because you may hold a belief like rich people are greedy and go, hey, that's true sometimes. Well, the way this works is, it's through the law of attraction. And so if you hold this belief system in your subconscious that rich people are greedy, a couple things will happen. Number one, the law of attraction will work to bring to you life experiences where the rich people you interact with will seem greedy to you. And so you will be given that exact experience. What you focus on, you create. And when your subconscious holds this belief system, rich people are greedy, you will attract that experience. Secondly, if you have a belief system that rich people are greedy, and that being greedy is bad, your subconscious will protect you from becoming rich because it doesn't want you to become greedy. And so for both of those reasons, it's important to release that belief. And notice also that a belief is not the same as the truth. Because of course, some rich people are greedy and some aren't. So it's just a belief system. It's not truth. But the beliefs we hold can have a powerful impact on how we create our lives. And therefore, we use this process to clear these beliefs out of the subconscious so that you will attract a life that's more along the lines that you want. And if you want to be rich, you want to clear all your limiting belief systems about rich people. And that's why we're doing this. All right, in this next section of programs, we are going to be looking for ones that should be a yes. And so if your answer is no, we're going to want to change that and turn it into a yes. All right, so let's do it. Next program to check. And remember, we want a yes answer here. So if you get a no answer, we're going to change it to a yes. First check, I deserve to be a rich person. If you're getting a no, give me your permission and we'll change that so you do deserve that. Okay, one more time. I deserve to be a rich person. And now the answer should be yes. Next belief. I like rich people. If you're getting a no or a false result or a weak response, give me your permission and we'll change that. One more time, check I like rich people. Next program, the universe supports me in becoming a rich person. If you're getting a no response, give permission, we'll change that. That the universe does support you in becoming a rich person. One more time. The universe supports me in becoming a rich person. It should be a yes. Next belief system, check. Rich people have true friends. If you're getting a no or a weak, let's give me permission and we'll change that. So rich people can have true friends. All right, one more time. Rich people have true friends. Next belief. Let's check. Rich people are authentic. If you're getting a no or a weak, let's change that. Okay, one more time. Rich people are authentic. Next belief, rich people are loving. If you're getting a no, let's shift that for you. Go ahead and give me your permission. And check one more time. Rich people are loving. It should be a yes now. Next belief, rich people are motivated. If you're getting a no, go ahead and give me your permission and we'll change that. And And check that once again. Rich people are motivated. Next belief, rich people are happy. If you're getting a false or a negative, give permission, we'll shift that. And let's check that again. Rich people are happy. All right, next one. Rich people love their families. If you're getting a no or a false, let's shift that. One more time. Rich people love their families. Next belief. Rich people can be trusted. If you're getting a no or a false, let's change that for you. One more time. Rich people can be trusted. Let's see if we can make that a yes. Next belief, rich people are physically healthy. If you get a no or a backwards or a false, offer permission, we'll shift that. One more time, rich people are physically healthy. Next program, rich people are emotionally healthy. If you get a no or a false, let's change that so they are. And let's check that one more time. Rich people are emotionally healthy. All right, cool. Next program. Rich people are mentally healthy. If you got a no, let's change that out for you. Okay, one more time. Rich people are mentally healthy. And it should be a yes. Next belief, rich people are loved. If you get a no or a backwards, go ahead and give me your permission. We'll change that so they are loved. One more time, rich people are loved. Cool. Next belief, rich people are environmentally responsible. If you got a no or a backwards, let's shift that. Okay, one more time. Rich people are environmentally responsible. Now it should be yes. Next, rich people are compassionate. If you get a no, give me your permission. Let's change that so you have belief that they are. One more time. Rich people are compassionate. Next, rich people are kind. If you got a no, let's shift it. Okay, one more time. Check, rich people are kind. Next belief system, rich people are loving. If you got a no, let's change that also. Okay, try it again. Rich people are loving. Right, should be a yes. Next program, rich people are understanding. If you got a no, let's shift that for you. And check one more time. Rich people are understanding. Next belief, rich people are giving. You got a no, let's shift that. And check it again. Rich people are giving. Next check, rich people are generous. If you got a no, go ahead and give me your permission and we'll make that a yes, so they are. And check it once again, rich people are generous. All right, in this next section, we're going to do a bunch of beliefs of the form, if I am a rich person, then some bad thing will happen. And so if you get a yes, that's a bad answer. We want to clear that and make it a no, because we don't want any bad things to happen if you're a rich person. First belief, if I'm a rich person, I will lose my friends. If you got a yes or a forward, give me your permission. Let's release that. And check it once again. If I am a rich person, I will lose my friends. Should be gone. Next belief. If I'm a rich person, everyone will want something from me. You got a yes or a forward or a positive. Offer permission. Let's change that. Because you don't want to attract that experience. One more time. If I'm a rich person, everyone will want something from me. And it should be clear. Next, if I'm a rich person, other people will suffer. If you got a yes on that, let's clear it. Let's check that one more time. If I'm a rich person, other people will suffer. All right, next belief. If I'm a rich person, I will have to give too much money to charity. And yes, this is a belief I find in a lot of my clients. If you got a yes, let's clear it. One more time. If I'm a rich person, I will have to give too much money to charity. And it should be gone. Here's a fun belief. If I'm a rich person, I will have to pay too much in taxes. If you got a yes or a forward, let's clear that out for you. Offer me your permission. And let's check that one more time. If I'm a rich person, I will have to pay too much in taxes. Next belief. Here's a powerful one that can be held on the genetic level in particular. If I'm a rich person, I will go to hell. If you got a yes and you prefer to not go to hell, give me your permission. We'll change that. One more time. If I'm a rich person, I will go to hell. Next belief. If I'm a rich person, I will regret it. So if you got a yes or a forward, offer me your permission. We'll change that. All right. If I'm a rich person, I will regret it. And that should be clear. Next belief, if I'm a rich person, I will have too much responsibility. If that's a yes, strong or forward, offer permission. Let's change that, because you don't want to attract that experience. One more time, if I'm a rich person, I will have too much responsibility. Next, if I'm a rich person, I will lose my money. If you get a yes, let's change that so you don't attract that, because you want to keep your money, right? One more time. If I'm a rich person, I will lose my money. All right, next belief. If I'm a rich person, everyone will be jealous of me. If you got it, give me your permission. Let's clear it. One more time. If I am a rich person, everyone will be jealous of me. It should be gone. This next belief is one that's out of the Bible, so a lot of you guys may be carrying it, especially on the genetic level. Check. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. And I'll repeat that one more time, just in case you didn't catch it all. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. If you got a yes or a forward, let's shift that out. And check one more time. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. All right, and to round out this section on rich people, we have a handful of really powerful beliefs that we want to change to facilitate you attracting into your life, through the law of attraction, the experience of being a rich person. Next belief, I want you to check, I resent rich people. If you have it, offer me permission, we want to clear it, because you'll never allow yourself to become the kind of person you resent. Okay, let's check that again, I resent rich people. Now it should be clear. Next to check, I hold a grudge against rich people. Like resentment, if you got this one, you will probably not let yourself become rich because you won't become something you hold a grudge against. So if you got it, offer me permission, we'll clear that for you. All right, one more time. I hold a grudge against rich people. Next belief, I hate rich people. If you got it, let's clear it, because again, your subconscious won't let you become something you hate. One more time, I hate rich people. All right, now I want you to check. I know how to be a rich person. If you have a no, offer me your permission. I'm going to download into you how to be a rich person so you have that software installed in your subconscious. One more time. I know how to be a rich person. Good. Now check. I know what it feels like to be a rich person. If you got a no, offer me your permission and we'll download that into you. Because when you know how and what something feels like, that addresses the left and right halves of the brain and allows you to create it and attract it into your life. One more time. I know what it feels like to be a rich person. And let's check. It's safe for me to be a rich person. If you have a no, let's shift that so it is safe. If it's not safe, you probably won't allow yourself to create that experience, right? One more time. It's safe for me to be a rich person. It should be a yes now. Let's check. I'm comfortable being a rich person. If you get a no, offer me your permission. We'll shift that so you are comfortable with it. This will be more difficult for you to create an experience of something you're not comfortable with. One more time, I'm comfortable being a rich person. Cool, just a couple more in this section. Next belief, if I'm a rich person, something bad will happen. If you got a yes, offer me your permission, we'll clear that out. Okay, one more time. Check if I'm a rich person, something bad will happen. And that should be a no now. Now these next ones, we're going to download what are called creator's definition, perspective, and understanding of being a rich person. Now I'm going to use the word creator because I'm comfortable with that. It's a very neutral term that basically means whatever force or entity or intelligence or power created the universe, however you wish to understand it, we're going to call that creator. However, if you're more comfortable using a different word, like God or life force or source or spirit or cosmos, or the universe, that's fine. Anytime I say creator, you're welcome to substitute another word like God, Jesus, universe, source, cosmos, whatever fits best for you. The reason we do these definitions is we're literally redefining what it means to be a rich person inside of you. And this can shift in an instant hundreds or thousands of negative beliefs you have that limit you, that prevent you from becoming a rich person. So check, I have creator's definition of rich people. If you get a no or a backwards, offer me your permission and we'll change that. We're going to download into you the divine truth about what rich people really are to eliminate any remaining negative belief systems you have about them. And let's check that again. I have creator's definition of rich people. Now it should be a yes. And check, my definition is the same. This is important because you have the divine truth about something doesn't mean you're applying it to your life. So we want to make sure that not only do you have creator's definition of rich people, that that's actually your definition too, that you're applying in your life. So if it's not, offer me permission and we'll make it the same. Okay, and recheck. And my definition is the same. All All right, now I want you to check. I have Creator's perspective and understanding of rich people. If you get a no, offer me your permission, we'll shift that. Check one more time. I have Creator's perspective and understanding of rich people. It should be a yes. And next check, mine is the same. If it's not, give me your permission, we'll make it the same. All right, and check one more time. And my definition is the same. All right, now the last section, the last program in this section I want you to check is, I'm holding trauma from being a rich person. If you get a yes or a forward, I don't want to just release that. There's actually a special section to this program called Clearing Trauma, which you can run through that leads you through a step-by-step process to clear trauma out of the subconscious. Now, clearing trauma is usually a more involved process than just changing one belief, so we're not going to do that here. However, if you do have trauma from being a rich person, please make a check mark in your companion material next to that belief, and then, whenever it's convenient for you, run through the program called Clearing Trauma, and clear the trauma about being a rich person. All right, guys, we have reached the end of this section. I'm going to pause here for a second to integrate all of the work we've just done on you in your highest and best interest. All right, we are fully integrated. Now, I would not recommend that you blaze through all this belief work really fast. I would recommend that you only do one section a day, maybe even one section every other couple of days, especially if you're new to this, because we don't want to overwhelm you with too much changing your subconscious. So please take it slow and try not to do too much of this belief work all at once. It can overwhelm you. All right, I hope you enjoyed this, and please continue with the next section of the program.